Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Well, if the recent influx of much warmer weather has you itching to get out in the garden or think about anything related to gardening, I want to remind everyone this is the last week to sign up for the Atlantic Garden Seminar coming up Saturday, April 22nd. And make sure if you sign up by this Friday, the 14th, you will be entered for a chance to win all of the door prizes that folks have been donating. Certainly, we will still accept registrations for the garden seminar after the 14th and even up to at the door if you choose to walk in the day of. But the folks who register by this Friday, the 14th, have the added benefit of being eligible for some special door prize drawings as well. For more information on that, certainly check out our website, Cass County Iowa State University Extension, and registration forms, breakout sessions, and all that good stuff are available on our website, or you can stop in the office or give us a call, 243-1132. We'd be happy to get that information sent out to you. Also of note, we have Cass County Master Gardeners are again offering their David Williams Master Gardener grant funds this year. The application deadline for those grant funds to be used in any community garden, gardening education, or to start a local food gardening project, those applications are due April 10th. And again, information on that by calling the office, stopping in, or on our website. Turning to some spring garden tasks, one of the things highlighted in this week's Yard and Garden column written by Iowa State University Extension horticulture experts is making sure willows get propagated properly. If you're trying to propagate a willow, they're very easily propagated by doing hardwood cuttings. You can collect the cutting material on a mild day in late winter, so right about now. Make sure the temperatures are above freezing, so you're in luck this week. Prune off branches that are about a half inch in diameter. Bring the branches indoors and cut them into 12 to 18 inch sections. Bundle them together with a string or twine and place the bundled cuttings in a plastic bag that contains some lightly moistened peat moss. Place this bag in the refrigerator to keep them cool. As soon as the ground is workable in spring, remove the cuttings from the refrigerator, stick the cuttings in the ground, place the bottom 6 to 8 inches of the cuttings into the soil. These willow cuttings root very easily. The cuttings should begin to root and leaf out within a few weeks. An alternate rooting method is to place the cuttings in a container of water indoors, regularly change the water, and when the cuttings have developed a good root system, remove them from the water and either pot them up or plant directly outdoors. So if you have willows you want to pot up and share with friends and neighbors, an easy way to do that. Or if you have some on your own property you would like to move to a different location or expand where you have them, this is a good way to do that. Something else of interest that comes out this time every year from Iowa State University Extension Ag Economists, the 2014 Iowa Farm Custom Rate Survey was released last week. That is available on the Iowa State University Extension homepage or by looking up Ag Decision Maker, one of many great decision tools available through the Ag Decision Maker resource there at Iowa State University. The Farm Custom Rate Survey showed a trend of small but consistent rate increases in each of the operations surveyed, increase in about 4 to 6% overall in average rates, a difference from the 2013 survey. The survey includes information on hiring custom work done in areas such as tilling, planting, spraying, and harvesting of grains or forages. There are also values included for miscellaneous services and machinery rental. We do have copies of the current custom rate survey available for pickup in the print version at the Cass County Extension office, or again, you can find the PDF of that report as well as some accompanying educational materials and supporting documents online at the ISU's Ag Decision Maker website. The values will be reported in the average and also a range of high and low. The survey respondents report what they expect to pay or charge in the coming year. So this is not a survey that looks back. It is an anticipated or estimate for the coming year. And these values are intended as a guide to help both custom operators and people who hire custom operators to make sure that a fair and reasonable price is being charged. For the 2014 survey, a total of 195 Iowa farmers, custom operators, and farm managers replied to the survey. About 27% of them were those who only perform custom work, 12% only hire custom work, and 61% do both hire and perform custom work. The reasons for the rate change varied and included the timeliness of the operations, quality and special features of the machines being used in the operations, skill of the operator, shape and size of fields being custom farmed, number of acres, and condition of the crop. Also noted is that the availability of custom operators in a given area will affect the rates charged. Again, Ag Decision Maker is a website full of resources for farmers, such as the Iowa Farm Custom Rate Survey. A similarly useful tool is the Machinery Cost Calculator. This is useful for both custom operators and farmers, owner-operators, to estimate their costs for specific machinery operators. This resource is also available on the Ag Decision website. Again, for more information on any of the things that I've mentioned today or other questions about Iowa State University Extension resources and programs, always feel free to give us a call, 712-243-1132. Stop by the Extension office at 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic, right on the fairgrounds. Or you can find all this information and more online anytime. Just look for Cass County Iowa State University Extension in your web browser or follow us on Facebook for the latest news. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension Office.